It's our continuing coverage of Pella High Baseball with head coach Jesse Jablonski following a tough end of the week here, a 9-6 loss to Indianola. And coach, through four or even five innings, probably felt really good about your chances here. You have one of your top pitchers on the mound. Your guys were able to come up and take advantage of a couple of Indianola miscues with a big home run by Lake gets you up 4-0. But this Indians team is pretty solid and obviously kept chipping away. And the next thing you know, a couple of errors, a couple hit batters, you're down 9-4. Do get a couple back and had a chance there. The tying run came to the plate in the seventh inning. But all in all, coach, your thoughts about a tough way to end what has been otherwise a pretty good week.
Yeah, and I think you hit it on the head there at the end, right? This was still a really good week for us at 4-1, but this is a tough one that we kind of felt like it got away from us a little bit. We did feel really good. Sam was throwing pretty well. He fell behind some hitters, in the count at times, but he really made some great pitches. We made some big plays defensively to get out of some innings and it was one of those where the dam couldn't continue to hold the water building up. And Indianola is a very good team. We would really like to have found a way to get another run or two after the four and just mentally put them in a little bit of a hole. I think a 5 or 6 run lead is a lot tougher to come back from than the four runs, obviously. So that's a tough one. It stings to go into the weekend that way. But again, it's a good week, and we can't put everything on one game, and we'll come off a 9-game winning streak, and we still have been playing very well, and we continue to see very good pitching outings from guys, and we're swinging the bats a little bit better, so we're still doing some good things, but this one hurts. I felt like we had a lot of self-inflicted issues there, especially at the end. We started giving out some free bases, and we just can't do that against a very good team like Indianola. They're playing extremely well right now, and there's a reason that they're at the top of the conference.
Yeah, and just outside the 4A rankings. And may find themselves in after tonight. And game of inches, it's also on a Friday. You're not quite 100% healthy, and I know you don't want to make an excuse there, but I think 100% healthy roster, your pitching rotation's a little bit deeper. Obviously, Teagan was eligible, but he's on the mend. He's just his two starts in. Nathan's not ready to throw just yet. We're not putting anything and not saying that Ryan and Landon aren't quality pitchers, but those two obviously are your two aces, and they're not quite here just yet. How important is it mentally to know that, at the end of the day, you didn't have 100% of your roster here against Indianola? The guys on the field still have to make the play, certainly, but obviously in a different scenario, things could have played out differently, say in a postseason game.
Yeah, and I think that's we got to keep our eyes on the big picture of we want to win in July, and we still have all the confidence in Ryan and Landon to go out there. And both of those guys have done tremendous over the last couple of years, and have been throwing the ball extremely well so far this year. So it's not any lack of confidence in those guys whatsoever. I think just happened to be a bad night, and every pitcher's going to have those once in a while, and it just happened to be that Ryan hit a couple batters to start the inning. It just happened to be, his night, I guess. And I feel bad for him. I know that's not the way he wanted to go out there and perform. So the good thing about Ryan Howard is he's gonna keep his head up. He's gonna come back and he's gonna compete the next time he's out there, and he'll get the job done for us. And same with Donnie as well. So again, big picture. It's one game. It's a game we obviously would have liked to have had, but we're again looking ahead to postseason and making sure all of our guys are healthy and ready to go for that run.
Here with Jesse Jablonski, head coach of the Pella baseball team, as we're going in closing, presented by Light and State Bank. This interview is powered by Hy-Vee, and in the context of everything else, really just one or two bad innings this week. Obviously against Oskaloosa, you'd like to would have gotten a hit in that first game there. You turn things around, really take control in game two against an Indian team that beat this Indianola team earlier in the season. So everything's still in front of you, coach, obviously, especially with the work you did Wednesday. And again, one bad defensive and pitching inning probably doesn't define the other 90% of the week. How important is it to remind the guys of that, to know that everything is still in front of you? Like you said, this is just one game. Obviously, some tough ones coming up early next week, but mentally, I imagine, all in all, they'll be able to reset by this weekend.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we told our guys after the game tonight, that this one game doesn't define what our season's going to be. It's not the end-all, be-all, and we can't dwell on this one for too long, because we've got two big ones on Monday against DCG. If we can show up and take two against them, we're still right in the thick of this conference race. So we might need some help from somebody else to knock off Indianola now, because they've got us. But, you know, I still like where we're at. We're still playing really good baseball. So, you know, we can't hang our heads for too long on this one. This one stings, obviously, but, you know, we're going to bounce right back and come back and be ready on Monday for DCG.
Well, and it's wild to think about, but and not to get too far ahead, we'll talk about DCG in a moment, but we are about a week and a half away from the postseason bracket coming out. So everything between now and the middle of that following week after Pellet Christian will all count toward your potential postseason run. Obviously in very good shape right now, ranked second in Class 3A. This is the midway point of the season, though, Coach, and you know, the fact that you've had two key injuries here and you're still just a four-loss team probably speaks volumes to the depth of this team, all the guys coming back, and knowing that if you're 100% healthy for the second half of the season, things could be very special by the end of July, and that starts at this middle point of the season here.
For sure. You know, I think, you know, having the injury bug that we've had so far this season and still putting up the pitching numbers that our staff has done, it's just a testament to the depth and the quality of all the guys on our staff. You know, we don't rely just on one or two guys to get us through it. You know, there's five, six, seven, eight guys there that are all quality pitchers, and they've all contributed in different ways throughout the entire season. So, you know, I don't, you know, yeah, we would have loved to have the depth that we hopefully have later in the year tonight, but, you know, kudos to our pitching staff. It's just been a next man up mentality all season long, and we've had some great outings and great performances from a lot of different guys this year. And you know, we'll continue to build and get better and work hard to, you know, continue to get our guys ready for that postseason run here in a couple of weeks.
Well, and a real big test on Monday. DCG is a team that if they were in 3A probably would be a top eight team. They've shown that this season. Obviously the great Tayton Gray in there in between a lineup that's pretty solid. They were able to get you the first time around. Your thoughts about two in Dallas Center, obviously a fantastic team.
Yeah, I think, you know, our guys will get some rest. This was a long week for us. You know, 4 days, you know, we played four nights, which is the first this week. So I think our guys will get some well-needed rest this weekend and come back, and you know, DCG's been playing very well. They're right up towards the top of the conference standings as well. We obviously know that they've got a couple of good arms, and you know, their offense is maybe down a little bit from where they were last year, but they're still capable of scoring runs in bunches. I think they just put up 17 last night or yesterday afternoon, maybe in a game. So they're very capable team. They're a very good team. So you know, we're gonna have to come out and play good baseball, and it's always tough to go on the road. It's a long drive up there, so. You know, they play well at home on you know, typically over the years. So, you know, I think our guys will be ready to go. And you know, we've been in some tough situations before, and we've played well under pressure. And, you know, the loss tonight maybe puts a little bit more pressure on us when it comes to the conference race. But, you know, our guys have handled it in the past, and I don't expect that Monday will be any different.
Should be a whole lot of fun. Our next broadcast will be Wednesday when the Dutch hosts Newton, and then we'll have game two of the doubleheader with Norwalk on Friday. That's head coach Jesse Jablonski of the Pella Dutch following a 9-6 loss to Indianola. Coach, appreciate your time, and I won't see you until Pella PC, but good luck next week and all the best to you.
Thanks, Andrew.